Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Uttery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Mark. We're in chapter 13 with verses 9 through 13. Watch out for yourselves. They will hand you over to the courts. You will be beaten in synagogues. You will be arraigned before governors and kings because of me, as a witness before them. But the gospel must first be preached to all nations. When they lead you away and hand you over, do not worry beforehand about what you are to say, but say whatever will be given to you at that hour. For it will not be you who are speaking, but the Holy Spirit. Brother will hand over brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name. But the one who perseveres to the end will be saved. Can you persevere to the end? Can you persevere even when you were offered other ways to save your life? Do you believe God will give you what to say when you have to say it? Can you speak the name of Jesus, finding how to hit the mark? Jesus reminds us today to preach the gospel to all nations, inspiring what many will come to find as hate, while we continue to seek salvation as our fate. People will hate, and this is when you have to learn not to debate. Seriously, learn to engage in dialogue that never lets go of the redemption's love, faith, and hope of His true mercy, we state. To live redeemed by your practice, prayer, and proclamation of living God first will inspire the Spirit so holy to speak through you when it will be necessary to defend the faith. We will overcome the fear by this daily practice of reading the Word of God, listening to our Father instruct us how we are to conduct ourselves in charity, searching for the lost, lonely, and languished as the people we get to know, searching for His daily nutrition as the body and blood of Jesus does allow our souls to grow into a maturity that allows us to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, you so. This is how we utter the gospel universally. In His holy name we pray each and every soul to know. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers from my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our niece Brittany continually as she battles brain cancer. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, by His name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. The name of my poem comes from the study of Mark's Gospel. We're in chapter 13 with verses 9 through 13 this morning. It's a three-stanza poem with a one-lined ending. It's titled, When Led Away, Worry Not What to Say. Yourselves watch, be persecuted, courts you handed over, synagogues beaten, kings and governors executed, them witness me, by you even closer. Nations all preach first the gospel. When led away, worry not what to say. Ours request voice what's on your heart through your nostril. Spirit Holy will speak through you as you pray. Death given by brother to brother, child given away by his father's druthers. Death from children's uprising, you won't smother. Name mine will cause all to hate you, like many another. Saved be will those who persevere, like Mary, his mother. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's October 30th, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 4:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we close today with a little bit of anxiety. We're getting ready to fly 8.5 hours into Madrid, Spain, later this evening and into tomorrow, midday. Please say a prayer for us as we close today in the name of Jesus at 7:11. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And God bless our good friends, John and Marie. God bless you too.